Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hello, my name is Admiral Rachel Levine, and I have the honor of being the Assistant Secretary for Health at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Happy Pride. Happy Pride Month. And actually, let's declare it a summer of pride. Happy summer of pride.
Seriously? First of all, you're Dick Levine. Second of all, you're a fake admiral. Thirdly, you're one sick son of a, you know what? In my opinion, you represent everything that's wrong with this country, a lot of everything that's wrong with this country. And you certainly don't speak for me. And that's not the military I know, where I have an uncle that is buried in Arlington for his service on D-Day, the beaches of Normandy. I went to his funeral in 1976. Yes, he survived the landing, but he was shot through the chest as he paratrooped in. The stories that were told that day of the bravery. Yeah, try to get a military like that under people. Well, not him, Rachel Levine, of course, HHS, but under the current military, Millie. We're going to be talking about that. Bill Gates mosquitoes, malaria found in the U.S. for the first time in 20 years. What do you expect, number one, when you mess around with the DNA of mosquitoes like Bill Gates has? And what do you expect when you have an open southern border? We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the, if you go to HagmanPI.com, which I would urge everyone to bookmark, please look through some of the non-Hagman Report videos, exclusive articles there. There will be more coming. HagmanPI.com, please bookmark that website. And I ask again nicely, please subscribe to Rumble and Brighteon. And follow or subscribe to the Hagman Report. Don't just sign into Rumble. You have to subscribe to the Hagman Report. You get one notice when the video is up, and that's it. Okay? Simple as that. Same with Brighteon. And the back to Bill Gates, the depopulation madman. Funds the world's largest mosquito factory. Why? Why? You know the answer to that. And of course, everyone knows the Globo Homo Nazi Erecticus Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is, I have a video, I'm not sure if we're going to play this today, praising the Communist Chinese Party for implementing the tyrannical COVID policies over the last couple of years. And then, of course, in case you haven't seen this, which if you've been watching the knee pad corporate media, sold out media, you'll know that massive voter discrepancy found in 2022 midterm elections in Arizona. Some of the things that we'll have or have linked to at HagmanPI.com. With me today, of course, is the man, the myth, the legend, Randy Taylor. And right now, I think he might be in South America. I'm not sure where he is, but I will say this. Very soon, within a week, you're gonna, I believe within a week, roughly. I'm not sure exactly when. And if I was sure, I wouldn't tell you anyway. Okay. But you're going to see him in studio, which will be fun. And don't forget this Thursday, Jack Cashel in studio. along with Susan Daniels, the PI. Still working at her age as a PI. I got to tell you, she's good. And she wrote a book about the... she was the one who found that Barack Hussein, Barry Satoru, hey, it's the popsicle, Michael. pretend it's a microphone, Michael. Yeah, that one. She found that Barack Hussein Obama was using and is apparently continues to use a Connecticut Social Security number, which doesn't belong to him. Actually, it belongs to someone who died in 1890. Yeah, okay. Or was born in 18... I'm not sure which. But I mean, I've only read it 1,000 times, but you get the idea. All right. What'd you think of that message by Dick Levine, Richard Levine? That's right, Richard Levine, Randy Taylor. What'd you think of that?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Hey, good to see you. You talking about Dick Levine or Dickless Levine, or I'm not sure what that thing is.
I think it's Dick.
You didn't warn me, man, that you were going. That was going to be the first thing this morning I was going to have to look at. I'll tell you what. I
didn't warn Eric either, and he's over there gagging.
I got to say, he must still have everything, because it would take balls to show up at the office dressed like that. I look at this, and I wonder, how do these people take themselves seriously? You don't tell me that this person is not mentally ill. You cannot tell me that, because no sane, rational person would act like that, dress like that, or anything outside of their house or bedroom or whatever. That, when you want to, if you're a guy and you want to dress like a girl and put on panties and all that stuff, that's your business in the house. That's your private stuff. I don't need to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. And I personally don't give a damn. But I'm going to tell you, we're being laughed at around the world with this stuff. I know everybody thinks it's cool. I know, like, Trudeau, he does stupid stuff like this. This is not cool. This is not, you're not gaining respect out of anyone that you would want respect from.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right.
You say, well, he's getting the vote of the trannies. What vote is that?
What, tenth of a percent?
I think you're inflating the number.
Probably.
This is crazy. And to associate, now that's just one chunk of the trannydom there. Okay. Oh, by the way, don't use the word tranny on Twitter. You will get black boxed for it. They will limit your tweet or put you in Twitter jail. I found that out this weekend.
I still can't get any traction on Twitter. I'm telling you, my tweets don't go anywhere. I'm talking to myself.
That's why I go at Hagman Report, because I don't think anybody else is going to see it. I have a couple faithful people, Angry Bee, Jake, a couple people on there that no matter what, no matter how bad I'm being shadow banned, they'll grab those tweets, they'll like them, and they'll retweet them. You know what I mean? You got your faithful ones out there. But don't use the word tranny on Twitter if you want your tweet to go anywhere.
Unless you're talking. Can you use tranny if you're talking about, you know, like a 72 car? Charger GTO tranny?
I don't know, man. I'd hate to see how they would distort that. And they probably say that we were. They accused me of using like harmful language.
But you bring up a good point. Okay, now here's my belief, and I should stick to this and practice what I preach. Number one, I believe no conservative should be using any platform that censors, such as Twitter, Facebook, Google. No conservatives should be on there. We should not be feeding the beast. We should boycott them and boycott the places like Gab, Truth Social, Getter, that allow free speech. And if we're not doing that, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And frankly, I am guilty of that, and I am sorry about that. But that's my belief. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm the same way. I don't live on Twitter. I go on there and post a few things. A lot of it, I'll post shows, try and get people. My belief in that is the left and the right are on Twitter. And I know that people on the left read my tweets because I do get feedback.
Yeah.
And what I'm hoping is if someone will take the time just to read a show, I put a thing on there over the weekend. It was to the left and to the right. I said, set all parties aside. Just read this. And it was like one of those little 5-section tweets. And I just pointed out how people need to, especially the left, everybody needs to quit listening to the people that are trying to kill us. You know, because they go right along with them. They're in lockstep. The left is in lockstep with the globalist. And they support them. And I don't even think in some ways they realize that they're supporting them. You know, the left used to be the ones that were anti-establishment. The left now are pro-establishment, if you noticed.
Yes.
They call us fascists, but they're the ones using fascism.
And think about that. How in the hell did that happen? I mean, think about exactly that.
Yes. I know. It's like the right now are the ones that they call the white supremacist, where the actual white supremacists were the left back in the day.
Hey, remember
the Klan. Yeah, the Klan, exactly. And Hillary Clinton, you know, kissing on Bush, she loved the guy. You know, she was, I would say she was one of his proteges.
As far as
to say that. She worshiped the man. But you see how this these positions flip and flop. It's like you see this on some social platforms. I'm seeing these anonymous characters, the Anons.
Yes.
You know, and they're supposed to be the hacker group and all that. What I don't understand is they were always anti-establishment. I'm sorry, but the position they have now is pro-establishment, which is the left, and which is disastrous for mankind. And I'm not understanding where this change up happened. I don't understand it. Because honestly, think about it. Your Anon type characters, which would be, you would associate that type with like your Julian Assange types like that go against the establishment. They're all pro-establishment now. They're all pro-left. And at the time, to me, it's almost confusing. You know, when I go on there and I read some of the stuff that I read, I'm like, why are these people? And so then I sit there and I think, you know, are these people on the payroll of someone? Are they being paid? Like, it's like Antifa and BLM. You know, are they being paid? Oh, I did like there where the black mayor in New York, I don't know if you caught that over the weekend or yesterday, I think it was, the black mayor in New York was very upset with Black Lives Matter.
Oh, do tell.
Did you catch that? Yeah, he actually spoke out against them. And he was like, if Black Lives Matter, then Black Lives Matter. Apparently some people got hurt or killed up there. Something happened over the weekend, and I wasn't getting a lot of...
in New York City, but go on.
I know, and for a better yet, for a black mayor to speak out, I was just stunned.
Well, I think we're watching an unraveling of sorts of the narrative.
Something went south on him up there, and it backfired on him. And that's, you know, it's the old adage, be careful what you pray for. Be careful what you wish for.
That's right.
You know, so you know, you may wish for, you know, go get them, let's crush Whitey, and not necessarily the best game in town. Okay, you know, I'd say we need a little rationality in here, because when Black Lives Matter descends into an area, it's going to be nothing but destruction and death.
Well, okay, and you can actually take a diagram. You can diagram this out, but Black Lives Matter is really connected to the Communist Party USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, okay, and the places like the Weather Underground and some other places. So I just want to tell you that. I mean,
no, you're right, because last year, I think it was last year, or maybe the year before that, I had gone into the dark web and was looking around down there, and it was very distinctly the Communist Party and Black Lives Matter were lined up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There was, I mean, they have sites that you couldn't really find in normal, on a normal internet. And if you dive, into the black web, as they call it, there's a little different world there. And, the correlations between the two were very obvious on various sites. I mean, and then they linked to another site, to another site, to another site, and each one you went to, both parties were present on those sites.
Well, in the Hagman PI research area, we've got computers that are connected to the dark web. We've got, when I say that, obviously, we have an area dedicated to research of things like that. And one of these days, I'll show up. You know what? I'm not going to show a picture of that, but because it really wouldn't serve any purpose. But one thing that's not on the I want to really move this show forward. There's a lot of information to get into. One thing I didn't put on the
You got a lot of videos we need to show.
Yeah, but one thing I didn't put on the show prep is something that flew under the radar. The one place that reported on this, I believe, was one of the only places that reported on this, was the Federalist. In case people have not seen this, and by the way, the reason I'm talking the way I am is I've got a piece of metal in my mouth right now that, and this happened yesterday, and I was solo yesterday, so that made my speech rather slurry, and it still is, okay? So you'll have to forgive me. I'm still undergoing treatment and bone graft for that. But that aside, and I say that only because somebody made a comment like, you know, hey, I'm worried about your speech is slurred. Well, yeah, it is. Yours would be too if you had what I've got in my mouth right now. No, Eric the Tech, that's not a comment about Michael Obama. Okay. All right. But what slipped under the radar was at the Federalist. The Federalist is reporting this. Biden administration grew. Now, this is Biden regime. This is my language. But Biden administration grew censorship complex to silence true but inconvenient malinformation. And where this comes from, thank you, Eric the Tech. Man, you are like right on the money. This, I didn't even include this in there. This this is from information from the House Committee on Intelligence. CISA outsourced its dystopian censorship regime to third-party nonprofits and colluded with big tech companies to suppress speech. Now we knew this. And Randy Taylor, let me just leave this on your lap and you deal with this, okay? Because, right. Okay, so this past Monday, we have a bunch of lawmakers on the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. They published this interim report. Now, I went through that report, which is accessible by way of that article. If you click on that red hyperlink there, you'll see it. It's dated yesterday. Okay, and it's only, how many pages is it here? It's not that long relative to other reports. 36 pages. Okay, so let me go back to this, and again, leave this in your lap. They determined that CISA metastasized into this nerve center of the federal government's domestic surveillance and censorship operations on social media. and has steadily expanded the scope of its censorship since 2018. Okay, now here is my problem with this. You've got the committee that does have some juice, all right? But you've got no Republican or no conservative or very, very, very few, maybe one or two on the right side that will do anything about this. This is like conducting an investigation, saying, yeah, that guy is responsible for the bank robbery, or that guy or these people are responsible for illicit crime here, but nothing ever gets done. And I, as an American, am sick and tired of this bull crap. And somebody friggin' do something about this. Hold people accountable. Your thoughts?
It's just in the legislative houses, that's, you know, there's this rumor going around for some time now that they're going to impeach Biden. It still hasn't launched. It still hasn't taken effect. It kills me. Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
He'll get out. When I used to watch Fox, he'd get on there and he'd pound the desk and do nothing.
Let me just say this: in 2017, I have a picture. I haven't put it up on my picture of famous people wall, but yeah.
I'll leave that alone.
which you'll see.
Are the SWAT teams lining up outside yet?
Well, I especially like the one with Stuart Rhodes, you know, him and I, you know, are locking arms. But anyway, in 2017, I asked, Jim Jordan was giving an interview to Breitbart at the hotel that faces the cow that when you walk out, you can see the Capitol. I'm trying to think of the name of the hotel. I can't remember. At the moment, I can't remember. Anyway, I asked him a question. I said, why aren't you as a congressman, why aren't you going after the people? Now, don't forget, this is 2018 and President Trump was in office. Why aren't you going after the so-called bad guys instead of just, you know, having a show of it? And he would not answer that question. He did not. He changed topics as quick as he talks. Just saying.
He's trying to. When he grows up, he'll be Lindsey Graham. That's what's going to happen.
Ooh.
He's ridiculous. They're all there. I'm tired of a lot of them. They're getting to the point that I don't have faith in any of them. And McCarthy, the guy who's in charge of Congress, he's an ass. He's not doing anything. This is reminiscent of the first couple of years of Trump's presidency, which I didn't understand why we didn't get some things done because we had clout then.
Oh, and glad you brought that up because I got a question for you. And this is not my question. This is a listener question.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay. Hang on a second. Let me find it. Okay. You know what? I can't find, if you go to Rumble, folks, if you go to Rumble, let me see if it was from yesterday, because you weren't on yesterday, but this person brought up a point and I thought, okay, you know, the guy, okay, here it is right here. This is from Obsolete Man 1776. Now, look, he's got a point. Or he or she, whoever, they've got a point. Just don't spell my name like that. Okay, anyway.
No. Okay. Way.
All right. I always leave comments, Douglas, I always leave comments, brother, and always hitting the thumbs up like button. Now I really wish you and Randy would see Trump set us all up. And watching this WWF wrestling match with Trump as they are really going to go after him is a sideshow three-ring circus, nothing but a distraction. Trump is on team depopulation. There's no denying it. And still to this very day, over 3 years later, saying how great and marvelous and perfect his vaccine is. He's not wrong. They're not wrong. Okay, so I don't even know if there's a question in there, but I guess the question would be is, why are you and I always sticking up for President Trump?
I don't say we stick up to the point that we want to see him as president again. I think we're sticking up more for the point that I think that things would have turned out differently if he'd just been allowed to be president and got the support from Congress. And a lot could have been accomplished, but we ended up with the first 2 years I blame him for, because he did have the power to, you know what I mean, to still make changes, do things,
which
get things
is what
done.
You said, yeah.
Okay. But the last 2 years, and I know everybody wants to blame the left for that, but at the end of the day, you're still the guy in the driver's seat, you know, and I don't know. I don't know. As far as the vaccine goes, I think that much of what he did in the beginning was out of ignorance. And in the last part, where he's saying, you know, about the speed of it and the way he did it and everything, it's because Trump wants to be the best at everything. And I don't think he really realizes that when he's saying that, he's really alienating a lot of people. You know, that perhaps before those statements would have been okay with him.
Let me toss a scenario out and tell me if I'm really off base or not. Okay, he had Operation Warp Speed. Now, okay, which brought these injections, this depopulation agenda, out quickly. What would happen? What do you think would have happened if there wasn't an injection for 6 years, 3 years? Okay. Because what was happening at the time?
In hindsight, it's a lot easier to say than in going into it. And a devil's advocate, in all fairness to everyone, when this first happened, COVID-19 first started showing up and this and that, I think a lot of his decisions were done simply because he thought he was, what would you say, erring on the side of looking after the people. We know now for sure, we know some months after they were initiated that the shots were bad. Okay. Going into it. So let's say you've got wind that we've got a few cases of such and such over here. This could be a world disaster. You're the president of the United States. You're responsible for 350 million people. What do you do? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think that maybe I can't. Okay. It's easy to sit here now for me and point a finger and say you did the wrong thing. But at that time, I don't know. I would say the way I would have done it, and you know me, I might have ordered some shots in, but they wouldn't have been administered. They would have been brought into reserve, stored somewhere until we could figure this stinking thing out.
Okay.
And don't you know, I'd have the problem, but look at the people he had around him.
Exactly.
See, that's the thing. And who was the female doctor or whatever that was like Fauci? What was her name?
Burks.
Okay. And you have to admit, a woman you would actually believe.
Well, if you like scarves, but okay.
Well, but Fauci, if you met him in an elevator and he started to tell you a story from his childhood, you wouldn't believe him. Period. He's just got that snake face.
I don't believe in talking garden gnomes, but go ahead.
You see what I'm saying, though? So I don't, he was.
Okay.
He was surrounded by the wrong people. I will say that. And I believe that is what helped in the wrong decisions.
Okay.
And he's still dealing in bad data.
All right. Let me give you my hypothesis real quick. Okay. I believe he knew Okay, the 15 days to flatten the curve, that was a bunch of BS. I believe, possibly, again, this is a hypothesis. I could be 100% wrong, or I might be.
Because either one of us know for sure.
Right. But what if somebody said, look, the plan is, hey, Don, come here. Look, here's the plan. We're going to shut the country down, not for 15 days. We're going to shut the country down until we get this shot, which is going to take 6 years or 3 years. So the country is going to be shut down for a huge length of time. And he says, how can I screw this plan up without, you know, without causing, a civil war, basically. And okay, we'll go warp speed, bring out the shots. Now you can't say we're going to shut everything down until we have a shot for this. Okay, yeah. I don't know, but now, but why now? I don't know. Except maybe there's something worse out there.
I firmly believe he's being lied to.
Yeah,
that's why I said, Doug, I've said all along, Trump would do better if he had people like you and I working for him. You know what I'm saying? Because if we heard stories that emergency rooms were full and all that, we would have went out and looked at it ourselves.
Absolutely.
Or had our people. And trust me, anybody be working for us would be top notch. You're the best. And our people telling us, because he was being told that emergency rooms were overflowing. Because remember, he sent the ships up to New York, the medical ships.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So he was doing what he thought was right. And bearing in mind, I have no idea. Yeah, I really don't know. I really don't know, because I've always wondered if Trump was a plant from the get-go. And the reason I say that is because anybody that studies the human race, you saw how Q took off, that Q character.
Oh, yeah.
People were ready to live or die according to Q, okay? And Trump was that type, that charismatic, everybody follow type. And I think that that's why I wondered if often all along, is there a possibility he would be a plant? You know what I'm saying?
I do. And
because he could,
if he
told his followers to jump off a bridge, they would.
Yeah. Well, you know most of them, or a lot of them.
But you know what I'm saying? They're devoted.
Yeah.
And you still see it. People still love Trump. It's going to be very interesting to when it boils down to Trump and DeSantis in the debates. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. Congress, I saw, was also looking at wiping out his impeachments.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
So there's a very good possibility, and I'll say this now, there's a very good possibility Trump could be president again. The only problem that I really would have with him this time is what he would need to do and what needs to be done, and the damage that's been done that needs to be fixed would take every bit of 8 years.
Look, and I agree
right now,
with that.
He can't run, you know what I mean? He can only stay there for four.
Yeah, now, do you, okay, so again, I'm kind of
They could change that, I suppose.
So I'm kind of interviewing Randy Taylor, folks, in a sense, investigator to investigator, and I want to ask you, do you see President Trump versus Joseph Robinette Potato Head Biden on the 2024 game board?
No, Biden won't be there.
Who will be?
I honestly, oh my God. I think we'll be looking at this Kennedy guy.
RFK Jr.
Yeah, I really do. I really think that there's a very good possibility. And the reason being, he's likable enough that he could pull people from the right for a vote.
Now, those people who like him on the vaccines have an issue with him on the climate. Okay, it seems like everyone has got something.
Yeah, a flaw, a serious flaw.
Yeah.
Someone, every candidate it up there. And Doug and I have, we've damn near gotten arguments on the show about this, you know, when who would you vote for? You haven't given us a lot to pick from, but we're going to have to vote for somebody. And then I go back to what I've said before. Doug hates it when I say this. We got to choose the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah. Well,
because I don't think that the answer is to sit home and not vote, because then no matter what, we're going to get the crap slapped out of us.
To me, look, I get the fact. Okay. When I went in to vote in, right after the presidential election, mm-hmm. whatever that was, it was a minor election just months after the president. So when I went in to vote, I caused a stir. My wife left without me. She was going down the road, and I'm walking out of the polls looking for my wife. And I embarrassed her so bad. Okay.
People because throwing stuff at them.
I'm serious, man. You know, you're still using these stupid machines. What's the name of this machine? Hey, you're giving me a felt tip pen. Look. Hey, everybody, look. It's bleeding through the ballot. Okay. On and on and on. If we don't act up and do something, in my view, we are not going to win. And I would take by the way, somebody had take an issue with me using, in my view, in my opinion, interchangeably. Well, let me tell you something. Okay, when you start paying 150, 200 grand in legal fees, okay, then talk to me about what words that I use or you can use.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Those of us been in the military, you know, the reason we're in there is so that Doug can use whatever words he wants and so I can say whatever I want in there. We have a freedom of speech. That's just the end of it.
Yes, but...
You know, the only thing that we look at is we try not to invite trouble, and we're very careful about what could be used later in a courtroom.
Right. Look, yeah, again, I feel like investing time and tears into lawsuits that nothing but lawfare.
No.
Okay.
No. Right. I don't want to have lawyers. We got some videos here we need to look at, though. And
yes,
let's rock these, because we've only got about a half hour left, and we got to get these videos going. You got a great list here. Stuff I'm looking forward to seeing.
All right. Let's go to, this is Ben on HagmanPI.com. This is
no drag shows, though. Right?
Yeah, no. This is all serious stuff. Okay. People need to be paying attention to this. Since we're talking
your life depends on people. We may laugh and joke and have a little light humor, but folks, it's so we don't scream. Okay? Well, I was sitting in the bathroom this morning thinking, you know, we're running out of time.
We are.
And you asked me when I think that the people will go haywire. I think that if a Democrat gets in office the next election cycle, there will be a war in this country. I firmly believe that. You wanted to know when? I just honestly think that's the drop dead date. Okay. All right, let's do these videos.
All right. This is an urgent message to you from General Michael Flynn. And, it speaks for itself. Video 2.
Yes.
Yeah, Eric's going, wait, give me some time, huh? Yeah, I know.
Put away the magazines, Eric.
I'm sorry? Okay, stand by, folks. And is it off of, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's off of HagmanP. Okay. Well, that's frozen at the moment. All right.
The next one.
You want to go to the video 3? Eric the Tech? Hang on. He's all I see is arms and...
No, he's having a Monday on a Tuesday, buddy.
Oh, yesterday we had no video yesterday. Horrible yesterday.
Okay.
Here's the message from General Michael Flynn. We'll see if it works. I guess not. Okay, we're gonna try it. Here it is.
There is no reasonable doubt that President Biden was an active participant in an unlawful international influence peddling scheme. My name is Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, and whatever you may think about President Donald J. Trump or his recent federal indictment, the speed of the investigation and the breadth of the indictment is breathtaking compared to the inaction for comparable crimes allegedly committed by Hillary Clinton.
We did not find clear evidence.
The incredible slow walking of the investigation of Hunter Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland's refusal to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Joe Biden's role in the Biden family's international influence peddling scheme. Does any reasonable human being believe that Joe never discussed Hunter's business with Hunter, or that Joe did not know anything about a scheme that so far has ensnared at least 9 close Biden family relatives? It was reported recently that Hunter will plead guilty to 2 tax misdemeanors and defer a gun reporting offense with no prison time and the right to have his record partially expunged after 2 years. Good thing Hunter is a white dude, and oh yeah, being the son of a president also helps. It's not just a stark contrast between use of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, to go after 5 Trump associates, including yours truly, before FARA is ignored when exploring Hunter's activities for Ukraine and China. Or the contrast between aggressive prosecutions of pro-life protesters compared to the pass given to abortion rights protesters. Or the horribly disproportionate treatment of January 6 protesters compared to the left-wing protesters who destroyed billions of dollars of property and killed more than 24 Americans. Rather, it is all of these things. Either Democrats, Republicans, progressives, conservatives, and centrists should be subject to equally fierce investigations and prosecutions, or they should all be subject to neither. Either we have the rule of law or not. The provision that every American is entitled to a presumption of innocence, unless, of course, you're a conservative who supports Trump, and much of what is known of the Biden family crime organization is alleged, there is powerful evidence that Joe Biden committed multiple felonies as a co-conspirator in an international Biden family fraud and racketeering scheme, regardless of whether he personally received bribes or not. This isn't over, and Americans of every stripe, faith, and class better wake up to the fact that we have 2 completely different sets of laws in America.
There you go. Interesting. And for reasons that should be obvious, I'm not going to show or the Hunter Biden laptop information, except to say that MarcoPoloUSA.com did a compilation and basically put what I have and what this individual has in book form. And yeah, it's pretty hideous. There is a picture of him naked with a looks like a 9mm or maybe a 40. I'm not sure, but it's in here. All right. There's Flynn's message. Any commentary on that?
Right. I sure miss San General Flynn in any position that he could help us in. You know, I look at the Biden family. One thing I thought myself is that I'm glad that his son, Bo Biden, isn't around to see all this.
True.
If you look at Bo Biden's history and all, there was really no controversy with the guy, no scandals behind him. I was just glancing here where
he prosecuted. Haley, except Haley Biden, his wife, numbnuts porking the Haley. Okay.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, though, he didn't fit the typical Biden family member profile.
Correct.
You know. But no, Flynn's right, as usual.
Okay. All right.
That's it. That's the thing. You got decent guys like that. You know, I'm sure he sits there and he wonders what can he do? You know, I don't know. We have to do something. We're starting. We're working on our little projects and all. But you know, there's a whole bunch of people out there that have even way far more pull than us that we'd like to see get up and start doing something. Please.
We've been too tolerant. We've been too nice.
And that's why I said, if the other ones are going to go out in the street, I'm sorry, we're going to have to get out in the street. If they're going to sit there and pick on politicians, then we're going to have to pick on politicians. We have to fight fire with fire, and we have to bring more fire to each event. You know what I'm saying? We just have to do it force plus one.
Exactly. All right. What we're facing, let's go to video number three. What we're facing, I was going to play this yesterday. I ran out of time. Nicole Tsai, the CCP is the de facto shadow government of the U.S. of the United States of America. Do I play that yesterday? Do you know?
Yeah, I think we played it last week.
No, we couldn't have because she was just. Well, regardless.
Okay.
No, go ahead. You know what? We're going to play it right now. This is video three, show prep, HagmanPI.com. Open up the program description box. Here it is.
Are we going to prevent China from having a military base on the island of Cuba?
We have been not only looking, but also engaging in a number of countries over the last couple of years where China's trying to get a foothold. And we've been engaged.
Pause that for a second. Okay. This is actually video four. I screwed up the link. This is Derek Harvey. CCP has foothold. Just leave this play. This pretty much.
Just run with it.
Yeah, says the same thing, but go ahead.
Diplomatically in a number of places.
Yeah.
And we've had some success in either preventing that, delaying that, or turning that around. We continue to do that. I've raised that directly with my Chinese counterparts. They know where we stand on that issue.
I noticed you say you raised it with your Chinese counterparts. There aren't, we have no relations still with Cuba. I mean, this decision to pull back relations with Cuba, did we not just throw them into the arms of the Chinese?
No, we actually have raised this with the Cubans as well. So they also, for them, there's right. No secret about the concerns that we have and the fact that we're watching this very carefully.
Are we going to make sure it doesn't happen? Is this a line in the sand?
Again, we've made clear that this is a real concern. And as I said, in a variety of places where China's tried to get a foothold militarily or with intelligence, we've been not only looking at that, we've been taking action to try to push back, and we've had some success.
All right.
Colonel Derek.
Let's immediately go to the next one because they kind of line up. I think I might have. That should have been five instead of three. This next one should have been four instead of five.
And then?
So go to, and then? Okay.
Just pick a video there, Eric.
So go to video four. Surprise us.
Yeah. Now the Chinese Communist Party in your face.
Here it is.
In Cuba. You've got this report, going back to Costello in a minute, of all this activity. And Neil Shen, people should understand, Neil Shen is not a grundoon. He is probably, I would say, the most prominent venture capitalist in the United States. I think he went to Yale. He's on every different board. He's on the board at Yale. He's everywhere. This is a prominent guy. And now we find out through your guys' investigation and it's out there publicly, he's an advisor to the Politburo. And the CCP is basically a Chinese Communist Party official. And it makes no bones about it when he's on their state TV talking in Mandarin. So what are people to make when they hear that Mike Turner in the House Intel Committee won't even pursue the investigation you have? And you see the money going back and forth. What are hardworking Americans that ring doorbells, give $50, walk precincts, show up at conferences? What are they to think of what's going on? Is this game totally rigged? Is this Chinese Communist Party just got money everywhere and we should just give up on this, that we are clearly not in managed decline but a free fall and a total tributary state, Colonel Derek Harvey?
The Chinese have successfully penetrated our government, the SEC, FBI, DOJ, and the Biden White House. The protectorate around President Biden are people like Lisa Monaco, the Deputy Attorney General, who is actually the coordinator and the consigliere for a lot of this cover-up activity. And the cover-up is massive, and it goes beyond just, the Biden investigation here, looking at Hunter. The issues expand into the SEC, they expand into the FDA, drugs, the issues with COVID, NIH, etc. There's a massive cover-up underway. The unfortunate, and it's a dereliction of duty, but it's purposeful. And there's a uniparty elite. They've been co-opted or they're coerced. Now, the FBI will come out and they will, you know, put a trophy out there and say, look, we got this professor at a university that, you know, was bringing some information back and when he was flying back home to China. And we have arrested him and charged him with espionage. But they're not going after the big fish, even though the documentation is there. They know they have the information. They have the intelligence. They have the IRS information. They have the Treasury information. They have got Securities Exchange information, plus from their own investigative efforts. What Brian Costello provided was an A to Z outline with documentation of at least seven areas of criminal activity as he outlined. Our concern at the House Intelligence Committee was, you know, what is going on? It's not just the small fish stuff that the FBI was looking at. We were getting reports, I was getting reports from frustrated FBI agents saying that higher-ups in DOJ were shutting down and not allowing them to pursue things, similar to what the IRS agent has talked about with the Hunter Biden issues. Question is why, and we wanted to understand that, and we wanted to understand how China was leveraging its influence.
Hang on for a second.
All right. Maybe it's a God thing, because Video 3 is actually Video 3. Video 3 is Nicole Tsai that we should have played first. But to wrap this up, we'll play the first few minutes of this next one and then have commentary on the other side with Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com, if you want to get in touch with him. But watch this. This is Video 3 in the show prep.
The House Ways and Means Committee yesterday released documents, their authenticity nowhere challenged. That included a July 2017 WhatsApp message sent by Hunter Biden to Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official, which stated in its entirety, and I quote, "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father," unquote. So just a couple of questions about this. First, does this not undermine the president's claim during the 2020 campaign and the reaffirmations of that claim by his two press secretaries since then, that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with him?
No, and I'm not going to comment further on this.
Let me save you some breath.
If you're going to ask about this, I am not addressing. I know you do more than I'd like you to have. I am not going to address this issue from this podium. I'm just not going to do it.
All right.
Where was the president?
Thank you.
By the way,
thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Keep going.
Rosen was brilliant because he tied Biden's lies to the American people from the stage in the debate to all the press secretaries he's had, Raggedy Ann, and of course the Zen Master Jean Pierre. And now Kirby didn't want to touch it. Admiral Kirby will not touch that. Walked off stage. Said, "I'm not going to touch it." Walked off the stage. Nicole, please inform this audience, ma'am, who this senior Chinese official, CCP member, who is this individual that they've got now, Hunter Biden, in direct communications with, ma'am?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Remember, this happened from 10 years ago. So it took a decade for the American people to see what was going on. So Henry Zhao, this CCP top official, he was running the one of China's biggest asset management company called Harvest fund asset management company. His name is Henry Zhao. The Chinese name is Zhao Xuejun. He was also an executive with the CEFC China Energy Company. He helped Hunter Biden set up Hunter's investment company called Bohai Harvest RST back in 2013, 12 days after Hunter joined his father, the then Vice President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, on a state visit to Beijing. And so he was also, Henry Zhao also helped Hunter to enter a business deal with the chairman and CEO of one of the world's biggest oil conglomerate company controlled by the CCP, Ye Jianming, who is the chairman of the CEFC China Energy. And so, and remember, 10 days after Hunter sent a WhatsApp message, demanding Henry Zhao to make the payment, 10 days after, he started receiving a series of payment in his U.S. bank account. And so this happened from 10 years ago. I mean, that tells American people the CCP has been infiltrating systematically in this country, starting from the Washington, D.C.'s permanent political establishment from decades along. And I'm so glad John Kirby was not dismissing James' question as a conspiracy theory, because now we got the receipts. Exactly. We got the receipts. Exactly. You know?
Nicole,
yeah. So this is not a conspiracy.
This does go on for another 3-4 minutes. Folks, go to HagmanPI.com, click on all the links. We're not going to get to them all. But those series of three videos, Randy Taylor, essentially, number one, the United States of America is a captured operation by the Communist Chinese Party. Joe Biden, via Hunter Biden, is, of course, a Communist Chinese Party agent. BLM, Antifa, all of these radical groups have ties to the Communist Party USA and the CCP. And this is who we are fighting. Your thoughts in the remaining moments we have.
Well, we've been invaded without a shot fired. And, you know, Biden should be removed from office simply for this. Stop and think about it. This is 12 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. It's 10 years ago, whatever. The point is, we only know about a couple of these dealings that have a little bit of light's been shone on, as far as in Ukraine and China. We're not even scratching the surface on how corrupt this guy is. And there's no way that he's going to make decisions that are going to protect the United States and affect the Chinese in any way, shape, or form. They own him. And they know of all his dealings. And he's under that threat that if you don't do what we say, the U.S. people are going to find out everything. We have been compromised at the highest level.
Yes.
And if people, I don't know why people aren't screaming to get him impeached and get him out of there. And the problem we have is the FBI. I mean, they should have already walked in and arrested this son of a gun.
Yes.
But they're corrupt. We have a real serious problem here, people. This is about as serious as it gets when you're talking about being compromised.
I'm at a loss for words.
I don't even know what to say.
No, I
don't even know what to say. I mean, dude, I should probably just go in there and do a citizen's arrest if I can get past the Secret Service. I mean, I don't know what to do. This is just gone above and beyond. He's a traitor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He is a traitor of the worst kind. And look, we can talk crap on Trump all day long, but I will say this: he loves his country.
And there it is.
He's got problems. He's not a politician. That's one of the reasons we liked him. It's one of the reasons we do like him. He's not a politician. And he doesn't have to take any shit off of China.
That's right.
And now is our biggest problem is China.
Yes. And by the way, yesterday I spoke about the insurrection with the Wagner group. Okay. Listen to that and think about how that and this are basically joining together in how this country has been captured. America is a captured operation. We have to fight our way out. Randy Taylor, man, thank you. I enjoyed our conversation.
I love it, and I can't wait to get back here. Well, we always run out of time. We're too fast, buddy.
Indeed. Well, we have some surprises coming up that'll give us more time. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. You take care of yourself. Folks, have a great day. God bless.
All right, brother.